Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Thanks for joining us on Talk of the Town. Today, we are talking with two of our famous local historians. Kevin just gave me a look like famous. I don't know. Ooh. Kevin Bodenhammer is here. Vincent Anderson is here. And I, your host, Kim Chi, are here. We are going to talk about All Aboard at the Casey House. Kevin, hey. Good to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here again with you.
Hey, we're always glad to be on this side of the sod, right?
That's right.
Exactly. It's another day. We're
sure,
here.
For sure.
Tell me about All Aboard at the Casey House.
Well, as many of you have been kind of watching over the last several weeks, the Casey House has been going through a renovation. Our phase number one, we were glad to get a good contractor up here, and they started work in March, and they have almost completed their renovation. The renovation was an effort between the county and Arkansas state government and Heritage. They combined their monies, and we had five phases to it, and we couldn't afford the fifth part to it. And so we had to kind of cut that part out. It was for the back porch. Mm-hmm. And there's some support columns underneath the back porch. So it was about $23,000 is what they estimated to add that, and we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So we decided, okay, we'll just take off part number five here, and we get to it as soon as we can. Well, they have worked. They have basically finished their part, parts one through four, and the back porch kind of still needs some help. Mm-hmm. The roof, the siding and everything, we've added beefier, heavier white oak to it. And the back porch, well, it sort of got a little bit, some sags in it. And he said, you need to address that probably sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, it was going to be $23,000 for the back porch. He said, we can do it for $15,000. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me get that in writing or get that to, you know, to us, which, mm-hmm. which they did.
They did.
They sure did. And so we're trying to raise $15,000 to get the back porch completed and support columns underneath. Now, why was there such a little bit of a difference between 23 and 15? There's a big pile of rocks. It looks like steps out the back. And they thought that they had to do something with all those old steps and rocks. And we said, no, don't worry about that. We can mm-hmm. handle that part mm-hmm. of it. So that reduced the cost down to $15,000. So we're starting all aboard at the Casey House.
I think this is really clever. Tell everybody what that means.
Well, what we're doing, and Vince, he went out there and checked the back porch there, and he estimated 100 boards to the back porch would be needed.
Okay.
So 100 boards.
At $150 a piece.
Exactly. Gives you $15,000. And so we decided to do, you know, if we could do that. And Sonny Sharp came up. You know, there was someone that posted on Facebook about that. How about selling a board? And then after that, Sonny Sharp the next day said, hey, how about all aboard? And I'm like, well, you know what? That's a pretty good idea.
That's great marketing, you guys. I think it's really clever. And, you know, anything that people can get behind like that. First of all, you're not only supporting your community, you're putting your name, your legacy on this building that is the oldest right. building in the area, and or one of the oldest buildings in the area. I believe it's the oldest one in Baxter County.
Well, the Wolf House.
No, the Wolf House is
just
right.
a little bit.
Yes.
But
right.
it's the oldest building in Mountain Home.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But this is really, really a great way to get behind your community and be a part of the Casey House, which is fabulous.
And it's also for safety. On the back porch, it's starting to kind of ripple around. And mm-hmm. during the fair and other venues and events, we have school kids coming in,
yes.
and they like to go on the back porch. And so if we can get that shored up with some good old white oak and give us some stability of that.
Well, again, like I said, it lets you become a part of this legacy, and this is permanent. I mean, these boards are going to be here for hopefully hundreds of years to come, and that, I think it's just absolutely fabulous idea.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be there for several generations yeah. down the line, and that's kind of what we're doing. Again, it was an effort from the county and from the Heritage and Historical Society to, you know, get this project underway. We actually me and Vince and Marianne Edge.
Yes.
We applied for and just got word that we've qualified for a historic marker to be placed at the Casey House.
Yay.
So we're filling out the paperwork for that adventure. It'll be like the markers on the northeast and southwest side of the courthouse.
Right.
It'll be a nice marker from the Heritage. So we're thrilled. We're working on the text for the signage. I mean, you're looking at, you drive by the Casey House. I've had a lot of people in the last couple of weeks say, wow, that's the bright red roof to it, you know, with
the
cedar. Oh, it looks great. So it looks like it's almost brand new. Mm-hmm. It's been painted, new porches. And so there's been a lot of stuff to do on the outside. And finishing the porch is kind of an important thing to do. We've got a little bit of work that we're going to be doing inside those two rooms. So mm-hmm. we're trying to get that squared away and get a plan and hopefully have that dude, you know, ready to go for people to come in and visit and see part of our history.
Yeah, and we really want to have it all ready to roll for the fair, right?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to have it ready for the fair. So why are you here, Vincent, besides helping come up with this beautiful
idea?
Yeah.
Also, next Tuesday evening at the Historical Society, which we will meet at the Baxter County Library at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. we have a guest speaker coming in, and she's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Abby Burnett, and she's written a couple books. The first one came out in 2014. It's called Gone to the Grave, and it's Arkansas burial customs and different things and stories. And there were so many other stories and so much other research since 2014 that Abby has been doing, that she's been on documentaries on AETN and lecturing at U of A. And she has a new book out called Though Silent, They Speak. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to do some editing and going through that and proofing. And oh my goodness, it is such a good book. And I told her, I said, when you're finished, you got to come here to Mountain Home. And she lives over near Bella Vista, mm-hmm. and she said she would. And the book has come out, and she dives into a lot of different aspects of cemeteries and graves, and she focuses on Arkansas. That's her genre. Anywhere from African-American graves, former enslaved, Native American. And then she came through here town and at the Mountain Home Cemetery and the Casey Cemetery. She's looked at others. And then she pulled out one case and started looking at it. And we talked about it. I said, if you ever do anything, do research on this one right here. And there was a young man that he was a U.S. Army veteran. He came back from World War II. And his last name was Kennedy. And he lived over near Yeovil, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And he and another gentleman who was what they called the marshal at the time, they were both Army vets. Mm-hmm. And words were exchanged, and one thing happened to the other, and Mr. Kennedy was shot because there was threats and names thrown back and forth. And, you know, blame happens and everything else. He was not buried in Yeovil. His dad buried him here in Mountain Home, Arkansas. And so there's an epitaph on Mr. Kennedy Jr.'s tombstone, and his dad is buried just about 40 feet above him also. Same style of tombstone. And I was talking with Abby about that. I said, there is a story here. And at right now, I'm a little too close to the story, but I think you need to do the story. And so she worked on that, and she said she's going to dive into that also, but there's some other stories of culture from Arkansas Territory all the way through the statehood and everything else. We're celebrating the 250th year
right.
for America, and so this is just appropriate for the history that we're celebrating this year. And so she'll be here next Tuesday evening.
That sounds like an absolutely fabulous lecture
yes.
to go and be a part of. I happen to be one of those people, you know, call me ghoulish, whatever you want. I absolutely love visiting old cemeteries. It's one of my favorite things to do. I've been all over Oklahoma, all over Arkansas, even portions of Texas, Colorado, of course, where I'm from.
Right.
I'm part of the Pioneer Cemetery there in Colorado. So, and you know what that means.
Oh, yes.
It means that your family actually founded that county or that area. And I do understand what that history and what those roots mean. And it doesn't matter if you are a native or if you're a transplant. These things also affect you, and they're going to affect your children and anybody else you have living here in your family. I always say to people, find out more about your cemeteries, and you're going to find out more about your town, yourself, the families, because that's kind of what brings us all back together.
Right.
And cemeteries are fascinating.
Yeah. And you'll find it at cemeteries. You'll just think it's just a local family. But these families and communities are not insular. There are so many connections, mm-hmm. not just in Baxter County, but over into Marion County, Fulton County, Ozark County. And you start looking at how this web is woven to build not just a little small community, but how it outreaches throughout the region. And so we have a great historic cemetery here in Mountain Home with the Mountain Home Cemetery. And
yes.
she focused on that a little bit, and just pretty thankful she did that.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. I really encourage folks to get out and listen to this.
Yes. Fine.
Anna?
Her name is Abby Burnett.
Abby Burnett. Okay.
Yes.
Really, I love the cover of this book, by the way. I know you guys can't see it, but really fabulous cover. It's very thought-provoking.
It is.
So that is Tuesday night at
yes.
the library.
At
they
the
do that in the Knox room?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
they do.
So that's, you don't have to be part of the society to go to these lectures. By the way,
no,
folks.
No, you don't.
But if you would like to be part of the Historical Society and support them, it's not hard to do. You can get their quarterly magazine. You can check them out on Facebook and on their website. But they would love to have you join and be a member. And it's very easy, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah. You want to be a member of the Historical Society, our dues are $25.
A year,
mm-hmm. yes. And, you know, you just come by the museum and see us on Bomber Boulevard and pop in there and we'll visit with you and get some information, email addresses and things like that. You'll get a quarterly magazine mm-hmm. sent to you. So, I mean, we keep up with a lot of great history here.
You do not have to be native born to be part of the Historical Society. If you've been here a year, you've already started weaving your story into the county. And so you need to belong.
Absolutely. Because no matter where you are, they say it all the time. I said it this morning, bloom where you planted. Well, go ahead and bloom. People bloom.
There you go.
But figure out where your roots are. and that's, it's going to give you a wealth of information about this area. One of these days, you guys are going to have to come in and we're going to have to talk about Bull Shoals and the Promised Land and the fences in Bull Shoals. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
the rock
I do.
Fences. One of these days, I'd love to have you come in and talk about that because
my grandmother was born over there.
Well, my grandmother started the library in Bull Shoals.
Oh, really?
Yes. Doris
wow.
Ogborn was her name, and she started it out of the RV. Remember when it was the traveling library? You
yes.
remember this.
Mm-hmm.
That's who started it. So I do have roots here, and a lot of people don't know that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Kim?
So you never know who you're standing next to or who you're talking to. Everybody's got a story in
they
this
do.
Area. And you guys are the keepers of those stories. And we thank you in the Historical Society for everything they do, keeping our history alive. And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're asking everyone to get on all aboard.
All aboard.
How about that?
I think that's awesome. I'm going to have to go see what's in my little bank account and see if I can buy myself a board or two.
Hey, whatever you got. I know you make a lot of money here at KTLO. Deep pocket.
It's, yes, absolutely.
That's what Dad always said. You make a lot of money here.
He made a lot of money. Is that what he told you?
That's what he said.
I'm going to have to give him a call right away.
Wrong pocket.
Wrong. I'll tell your dad hi for us, by
definitely.
The way. It was a pleasure, both of you.
Yes.
And, of course, I will see you both again, I'm sure, down the road here sooner rather than later, I hope. Everybody get on out to that meeting. Tuesday night, what time again?
6 p.m.
6 o'clock at the Knox Room in the library, our Baxter County Library. Library is a gem in the crown that is Mountain Home. I say it all the time. Thank you both.
That's
going to wrap it for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at ktlo.com.